A Theory of Justice by John Rawls. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. John Rawls' A Theory of Justice is a seminal work in political philosophy, outlining a comprehensive theory of justice and fairness. Rawls argues that justice is the first virtue of social institutions, and that a just society should be organized around principles of fairness and equality. He proposes two principles of justice. The first is the principle of equal liberty, which states that all citizens should have an equal right to the most extensive basic liberties compatible with a similar liberty for others. The second is the principle of fair equality of opportunity, which states that all citizens should have an equal opportunity to develop and use their talents and abilities. Rawls also argues that social and economic inequalities should be arranged so that they are both, A, to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged, and, B, attached to offices and positions open to all under conditions of fair equality of opportunity. Rawls also argues that justice requires that the basic structure of society be regulated by a set of principles that are chosen by the members of society in an original position of equality. This original position is a hypothetical situation in which people are assumed to be free and equal, and to have access to the same information. Rawls argues that in this original position, people would choose two principles of justice. The first is the principle of equal liberty, which states that all citizens should have an equal right to the most extensive basic liberties compatible with a similar liberty for others. The second is the principle of fair equality of opportunity, which states that all citizens should have an equal opportunity to develop and use their talents and abilities. Rawls also argues that justice requires that the basic structure of society be regulated by a set of principles that are chosen by the members of society in an original position of equality. He argues that these principles should be chosen in such a way that they are mutually beneficial to all members of society, and that they should be chosen in a way that is fair and impartial. Rawls also argues that justice requires that social and economic inequalities should be arranged so that they are both, A, to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged, and, B, attached to offices and positions open to all under conditions of fair equality of opportunity. A Theory of Justice is a classic work of political philosophy, and has had a profound influence on the way we think about justice and fairness. Rawls' arguments have been widely discussed and debated, and his work has been influential in shaping public policy and legal decisions. Rawls' theory of justice is a powerful and compelling argument for a just society, and it remains an important and influential work in political philosophy. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The difference principle. Rawls proposes that social and economic inequalities should be arranged so that they are to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society. This principle is based on the idea that inequalities should be arranged to benefit the least well-off, and that any inequality should be to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged. The difference principle, proposed by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice, states that social and economic inequalities should be arranged so that they are to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society. This principle is based on the idea that inequalities should be arranged to benefit the least well-off, and that any inequality should be to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged. This means that any inequality should be arranged in such a way that the least advantaged members of society benefit the most from them. This principle is based on the idea that everyone should have an equal opportunity to benefit from the resources available in society, and that any inequality should be arranged in such a way that the least advantaged members of society benefit the most from them. The difference principle is an important part of Rawls' theory of justice, as it is based on the idea that everyone should have an equal opportunity to benefit from the resources available in society. This principle is also based on the idea that any inequality should be arranged in such a way that the least advantaged members of society benefit the most from them. This means that any inequality should be arranged in such a way that the least advantaged members of society benefit the most from them, and that any inequality should be to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged. Main idea number two. The original position, Rawls proposes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a hypothetical situation in which individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial, and that they are not influenced by any particular individual's interests. The original position is a thought experiment proposed by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice. In this experiment, Rawls proposes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a hypothetical situation in which individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial, and that they are not influenced by any particular individual's interests. Rawls argues that in this hypothetical situation, individuals would choose principles of justice that are based on the idea of fairness and equality. He believes that these principles would be chosen in order to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and equally, regardless of their individual circumstances. Rawls also argues that these principles should be chosen in a way that maximizes the welfare of the least advantaged members of society. The original position is an important concept in Rawls' theory of justice, as it serves as the basis for his argument that justice should be based on fairness and equality. Rawls believes that the principles chosen in the original position should be the basis for any society's laws and policies, as they are the most fair and impartial way to ensure that everyone is treated equally. By using the original position as a starting point, Rawls argues that it is possible to create a just society that is based on fairness and equality. Main idea number 3. The veil of ignorance. Rawls proposes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a hypothetical situation in which individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial, and that they are not influenced by any particular individual's interests. The veil of ignorance is a concept proposed by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice. It is a thought experiment that is meant to ensure that the principles of justice chosen are fair and impartial. Rawls proposes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a hypothetical situation in which individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are not influenced by any particular individual's interests. The idea behind the veil of ignorance is that when individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances, they are more likely to choose principles of justice that are fair and impartial. This is because they are not influenced by their own interests, and instead are more likely to choose principles that are beneficial to all. By removing the influence of individual interests, the veil of ignorance ensures that the principles chosen are fair and impartial. The veil of ignorance is an important concept in Rawls' theory of justice, and it is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial. By removing the influence of individual interests, the veil of ignorance ensures that the principles chosen are beneficial to all. This is an important concept in Rawls' theory of justice, and it is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial. Main idea number 4. The priority of liberty. Rawls argues that the basic liberties of citizens should be given priority over other considerations when determining the principles of justice. This is meant to ensure that citizens have the freedom to pursue their own interests and goals without interference from the state. Rawls argues that the basic liberties of citizens should be given priority over other considerations when determining the principles of justice. This is because he believes that citizens should have the freedom to pursue their own interests and goals without interference from the state. He argues that the basic liberties of citizens should be protected and respected, and that any restrictions on these liberties should be justified by a compelling public interest. He also argues that the basic liberties should be given priority over other considerations such as economic efficiency or social welfare. This is because he believes that citizens should be able to pursue their own interests and goals without interference from the state, and that any restrictions on these liberties should be justified by a compelling public interest. Rawls also argues that the priority of liberty should be reflected in the structure of the state. He believes that the state should be structured in such a way that it respects and protects the basic liberties of citizens. This means that the state should not be able to interfere with the basic liberties of citizens without a compelling public interest. He also argues that the state should be structured in such a way that it is accountable to the citizens, and that it should be responsive to their needs and interests. This is meant to ensure that the state does not become oppressive or tyrannical. In conclusion, Rawls argues that the priority of liberty should be given priority over other considerations when determining the principles of justice. He believes that citizens should have the freedom to pursue their own interests and goals without interference from the state, and that any restrictions on these liberties should be justified by a compelling public interest. He also argues that the state should be structured in such a way that it respects and protects the basic liberties of citizens, and that it should be accountable to the citizens and responsive to their needs and interests. This is meant to ensure that citizens have the freedom to pursue their own interests and goals without interference from the state. Main idea number 5. The principle of fair equality of opportunity. Rawls argues that social and economic inequalities should be arranged so that they are to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society. This principle is based on the idea that inequalities should be arranged to benefit the least well-off, and that any inequalities should be to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged. The principle of fair equality of opportunity states that social and economic inequalities should be arranged so that they are to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society. This principle is based on the idea that inequalities should be arranged to benefit the least well-off, and that any inequalities should be to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged. This means that those who are most disadvantaged should be given the greatest opportunity to succeed, and that any inequalities should be structured in such a way that they do not create further disadvantages for those who are already disadvantaged. This principle is based on the idea that everyone should have an equal opportunity to succeed, regardless of their background or circumstances. Rawls argues that this principle should be applied to all aspects of society, including education, employment, and access to resources. He argues that inequalities should be structured in such a way that they do not create further disadvantages for those who are already disadvantaged. This means that those who are most disadvantaged should be given the greatest opportunity to succeed, and that any inequalities should be structured in such a way that they do not create further disadvantages for those who are already disadvantaged. This principle is based on the idea that everyone should have an equal opportunity to succeed, regardless of their background or circumstances. Rawls also argues that this principle should be applied to the distribution of resources. He argues that resources should be distributed in such a way that they are to the greatest benefit of the least advantaged members of society. This means that those who are most disadvantaged should be given the greatest access to resources, and that any inequalities should be structured in such a way that they do not create further disadvantages for those who are already disadvantaged. This principle is based on the idea that everyone should have an equal opportunity to access resources, regardless of their background or circumstances. Main idea number 6. The principle of equal liberty. Rawls argues that all citizens should have an equal right to the most extensive basic liberties compatible with a similar system of liberty for all. This is meant to ensure that all citizens have the same basic rights and freedoms, regardless of their social or economic status. The principle of equal liberty, as outlined by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice, states that all citizens should have an equal right to the most extensive basic liberties compatible with a similar system of liberty for all. This principle is meant to ensure that all citizens have the same basic rights and freedoms, regardless of their social or economic status. Rawls argues that this principle is necessary in order to create a just society, as it ensures that all citizens are treated equally and fairly. He also argues that this principle should be applied to all aspects of society, including the political, economic, and social realms. Rawls believes that this principle is essential for creating a just society, as it ensures that all citizens have the same basic rights and freedoms. He argues that this principle should be applied to all aspects of society, including the political, economic, and social realms. This ensures that all citizens have the same opportunities to pursue their goals and dreams, regardless of their social or economic status. Furthermore, this principle also ensures that all citizens are treated equally and fairly, regardless of their background or circumstances. In conclusion, the principle of equal liberty, as outlined by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice, is an essential part of creating a just society. This principle ensures that all citizens have the same basic rights and freedoms, regardless of their social or economic status. Furthermore, this principle also ensures that all citizens are treated equally and fairly, regardless of their background or circumstances. This principle is essential for creating a society that is just and equitable for all. Main idea number 7. The principle of fairness. Rawls argues that the principles of justice should be chosen in a hypothetical situation in which individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial, and that they are not influenced by any particular individual's interests. The principle of fairness, as outlined by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice, is a concept that suggests that the principles of justice should be chosen in a hypothetical situation in which individuals are unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This is meant to ensure that the principles chosen are fair and impartial, and that they are not influenced by any particular individual's interests. Rawls argues that this hypothetical situation, known as the original position, is the best way to ensure that the principles of justice are chosen in a fair and impartial manner. In the original position, individuals are assumed to be rational and to have a sense of justice, and they are also assumed to be unaware of their own particular interests and circumstances. This allows them to make decisions based solely on what is fair and just, without being influenced by their own personal interests. The principle of fairness is an important concept in Rawls' theory of justice, as it ensures that the principles of justice are chosen in a fair and impartial manner. This is important, as it ensures that the principles of justice are chosen in a way that is beneficial to all individuals, regardless of their particular interests or circumstances. By ensuring that the principles of justice are chosen in a fair and impartial manner, Rawls' theory of justice ensures that all individuals are treated equally and fairly, regardless of their particular interests or circumstances. Main idea number 8. The principle of democratic equality. Rawls argues that all citizens should have an equal right to participate in the formation of the principles of justice. This is meant to ensure that all citizens have an equal say in the formation of the laws and policies that govern their lives. The principle of democratic equality is a cornerstone of John Rawls' A Theory of Justice. Rawls argues that all citizens should have an equal right to participate in the formation of the principles of justice. This is meant to ensure that all citizens have an equal say in the formation of the laws and policies that govern their lives. Rawls believes that this principle is essential for a just society, as it ensures that all citizens have an equal opportunity to influence the decisions that affect their lives. He argues that this principle is necessary to ensure that the laws and policies of a society are fair and just, and that they reflect the interests of all citizens. Rawls also argues that this principle is necessary to ensure that the laws and policies of a society are not biased in favor of any particular group or individual. He believes that if all citizens have an equal right to participate in the formation of the principles of justice, then the laws and policies of a society will be more likely to reflect the interests of all citizens, rather than just those of a privileged few. This, in turn, will help to ensure that the laws and policies of a society are fair and just, and that they are not biased in favor of any particular group or individual. The principle of democratic equality is an important part of Rawls' theory of justice, and it is essential for a just society. By ensuring that all citizens have an equal right to participate in the formation of the principles of justice, this principle helps to ensure that the laws and policies of a society are fair and just, and that they reflect the interests of all citizens. Main idea number 9. The principle of common good. Rawls argues that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that maximizes the common good of all citizens. This is meant to ensure that the laws and policies that are chosen are beneficial to the greatest number of citizens. The principle of common good, as articulated by John Rawls in his book A Theory of Justice, is the idea that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that maximizes the common good of all citizens. This principle is meant to ensure that the laws and policies that are chosen are beneficial to the greatest number of citizens. Rawls argues that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that is fair and just, and that takes into account the interests of all citizens. He believes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that is beneficial to the greatest number of citizens, and that the interests of the least advantaged should be taken into account. This principle is meant to ensure that the laws and policies that are chosen are beneficial to the greatest number of citizens, and that the interests of the least advantaged are taken into account. Rawls also argues that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that is consistent with the values of a just society. He believes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that is consistent with the values of a just society, and that the interests of the least advantaged should be taken into account. This principle is meant to ensure that the laws and policies that are chosen are beneficial to the greatest number of citizens, and that the interests of the least advantaged are taken into account. The principle of common good is an important part of Rawls' theory of justice, and it is meant to ensure that the laws and policies that are chosen are beneficial to the greatest number of citizens. This principle is meant to ensure that the interests of the least advantaged are taken into account, and that the laws and policies that are chosen are beneficial to the greatest number of citizens. This principle is meant to ensure that the laws and policies that are chosen are fair and just, and that the interests of all citizens are taken into account. Main idea number 10. The principle of social unity. Rawls argues that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that promotes social unity and solidarity among citizens. This is meant to ensure that citizens are able to work together to achieve common goals and to promote the common good. The principle of social unity is an important concept in John Rawls' A Theory of Justice. Rawls argues that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that promotes social unity and solidarity among citizens. This is meant to ensure that citizens are able to work together to achieve common goals and to promote the common good. Rawls believes that social unity is essential for a just society, as it allows citizens to cooperate and collaborate in order to achieve the common good. He argues that social unity is necessary for a society to be able to function properly and to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. Rawls argues that social unity should be based on principles of justice that are chosen in a way that is fair and equitable. He believes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that is beneficial to all citizens, regardless of their social or economic status. He also believes that the principles of justice should be chosen in a way that respects the autonomy of individuals and allows them to pursue their own interests. Rawls believes that social unity should be based on principles of justice that are chosen in a way that is beneficial to all citizens, regardless of their social or economic status. The principle of social unity is an important concept in Rawls' A Theory of Justice. It is meant to ensure that citizens are able to work together to achieve common goals and to promote the common good. Rawls believes that social unity is essential for a just society, as it allows citizens to cooperate and collaborate in order to achieve the common good. He argues that social unity is necessary for a society to be able to function properly and to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally.